Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 26th of September, year 2018. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is It's All Over Now, a local active shooter event, Q posts, and then an open mic. If one of the folks that are listening in here could let me know if the sound quality is okay, I sure would appreciate it. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. We do accept callers. We ask that you hold off for just a bit, though. And when you do call in, if you could keep your comments or questions as short as possible, we appreciate it. That allows for more people to participate. We are in the question and answer mode, which means when you contact me via the icon or your phone, you are automatically muted until such time as I unmute you. Our website is www.pastordan.net. And there you will find a lot of resource information, archived programs, and these commander's calls, also information on learning about identity and current events, a daily mail page, etc. Also, there's a way to contact me by email there as well. A shout out to Jimmy up in Tampa with bankversusutv.com and his radio audience. So we want to give them all, again, a good shout out here tonight. There's an awful lot going on, folks. I mean, an awful lot going on. And again, because it's appropriate for this time, we're going to read Ezekiel 25:14 again. And I will lay my vengeance upon Edom. And I hope everybody listening knows who Edom Esau is in this day and age. By the hand of my people, Jacob Israel. And again, who is that? That's us, the white Anglo-Saxon descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they shall do in Edom according to mine anger and according to my fury, and they shall know my vengeance, saith Yahweh El Shaddai, which means God Almighty. This is backed up in Obadiah at verse 18, where it says, the house, meaning the descendants of Jacob, will be a fire, and the descendants or house of Joseph a flame. And the house or descendants of Esau Edom will be as stubble. They will burn among them, that's talking about they being us, will burn among them and devour them. There will not be any remaining of the house of Esau Edom. Indeed, Yahweh has spoken. So we have a double witness there. We could also go to Joel chapter 2 like we did in the last broadcast and read that where it talks about a flame and a fire and the destruction. So that's a triple witness. We also know the prophet said at the end of the age, Yahweh's judgment would be as a fire. So can you make the correlation there? We are a fire, according to these three different references that we're talking about here. And we will burn up Esau Edom. Who are the troublemakers in the world today? How come every time we look to see who's causing the trouble, whether it's who's funding things like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, who's funding the big mouths in Hollywood, who's funding the outspoken sports people like Colin Kaepernick, do you think he did all those stunts on his own? You don't think there was a George Soros-type Jew behind him with a pocket full of money? I mean, Kaepernick doesn't care about any of these issues. None of these protesters do. They're doing it because they're paid. They're actors. Why do you think it is professional sports figures sign contracts stating that they are entertainers? Do you understand that, people? You're out there getting all goo-goo gaga over these guys on a ball field when they are paid entertainers. They're making money for who? Their owners. and you're the dupes who cheer on your favorite teams thinking it's an actual open contest when, no, I'm sorry, but it's not. Everything is orchestrated today for the benefit of the people at the top and not for you and me. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry. You know, I used to be, let's say, I played sports all through from sixth grade on. Started out in Little League Baseball, went to Teener League, to high school, summer league, all through college and high school, and even in the military. Played sports all the time. So I'm not against sports. Sports is a good conditioner, toughens you up, and it teaches you how to perform with a team, teaches you teamwork. Those are all good things, but it's like everything today, it's gotten out of hand. Now it's just for the money. Everything's for the money. Did you notice that today? Everything's all about the money. And so they took over sports. Now you don't even have decent competitive sports at the college level because somebody figured out how to make money. And as soon as money's applied, out goes any chance of it being an open and honest contest. So it's just the way it is, folks. So Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, this is the end of the matter. The end of the matter. All has been heard. Yep, everything's been heard, all right. Fear or reverence Yahweh and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Why is the world in travail? Why is the world so messed up today? Because you have turned your backs on the author of life. The Creator. Whether you fully understand his presence and what form he takes, how he works, it does not matter. You and I were not given the capacity to understand the things beyond the dome in this current form. We're not given the ability to do that. I give a good example of that as my father tried to teach me calculus when I was still in grade school. And obviously, I had no interest in that whatsoever. And he got angry with me because he was sitting there trying to teach me these different principles, and I just, it was like Greek because I wasn't ready for it. And to be quite honest, most people aren't really ready for calculus at any point in time because it's real, unless you're a research engineer or a research scientist, you don't have much use for it. Certainly not to require a whole semester or three semesters in college. But anyway, the point being, I was way too young. He did the same thing with a slide rule, tried to teach me how to use a slide rule when I was still in grade school. I had no interest. But years later, when I was in high school, I excelled with a slide rule. Okay? So the point being, when you're not prepared for information, you don't have the ability to comprehend it and digest it properly, Father's not going to expose it to you, all right? Why? Because you just be confused. That's why. That's why he said, Paul said in his writings, we see through a glass darkly, okay? It's like the type of glass they put in the bathroom windows where you can see a figure there, but you can't make out any details. It's real fuzzy. So you can see, you can envision Yahweh, you can understand that he's there because you see his creation all around you, but you can't see the details. You can't see the details. That's where faith comes in. So that's where we are today. We have, as Jimmy says here, it's translucent. That's right. Translucent is the modern term for it. But we have a lot of things going on that we don't understand. We need to hang on to that scripture that says that do not trust in your own understanding, but lean upon Yahweh. Trust Yahweh at this time, especially. Now, we said this was going to be a big week on Sunday. We said, watch out. Coming up is going to be a big week. And boy, it's been a big week already, and we're only halfway through it. Now, here's a couple things here. Now, again, this was sent to me by Barry in South Dakota. It said, this is a quote from the movie Man in an Iron Mask, and this is, I think it's a good one. I would rather die covered in blood, I like to add covered in the blood of my enemies, than an old man laying in his own piss. You see, people today, especially white people today, we've been Judaized. We've adopted the Jewish way of thinking because they know they have nothing past this world. And so they do everything they can to rob, cheat, steal, destroy this earth, to turn it into the hell that their father Satan wants, because there is nothing beyond here for them. So you have to understand, you and I know we have somewhere else to go. But we've adopted their way of thinking, which is, I got to do everything to stay alive and enjoy the hell I've created, which is a paradise to them. I need to stay alive for as long as I can, because when I leave here, there is nothing for me. You see, but that's not us. So for them, this would not make sense. But to a Viking, to a Norseman, to a Saxon, to a Jute, to a Celt, to a Highlander from Scotland, they would understand very well what this means, to die an honorable death at a younger age rather than an old man laying in your own piss. That's a white man's concept. That's not the enemy's concept. But you see, they've got us thinking like them today. Look at this. Look at the efforts white people go to just extend life. Are we going to go the same way as the Jews and we're going to start drinking our children's blood? Are we going to have sacrifices to Satan where we murder our children? You know, they convinced our ancestors to do it a long time ago. It's in the scripture. You haven't read that? We were sacrificing our children to Moloch. That means we were throwing them alive into a fire, burning them alive. You know, it's very much like the abortion process where they inject saline. You literally burn the infant in the mother's womb. It's the same thing. You're sacrificing a child to Moloch. They've convinced us to go back to the way our ancestors were. You would think that we would have learned after all these many hundreds and hundreds of years. You'd think we'd learn how the enemy does it. So are we going to adopt all that? We're going to start taking our children and tying them up and getting their adrenaline pumping in them, scare them to death, and then we sacrifice them so we can get that blood to drink? You know, I got to wonder sometimes if there aren't white people out there, if you walked up to them and said, look, I can guarantee you 15 more good years, but you're going to have to sacrifice one of your children and we're going to drink the blood. I think some of you do it. That's how sick this world is. Just watch some of the YouTubes put up by a fellow that has a channel called A Call for an Uprising. That's all he does is talk about the Satanism that's being foisted upon us through predictive programming and other forms of media and propaganda. We got to stop that. You know, the world is in travail because we have forgotten who we are. And we've turned our backs on the living God. And we've adopted Satan's kids' way of looking at things, and it's literally hell on earth. It's time to set the record straight and to come out of that. Another old saying our founding fathers gave to us is disobedience to tyrants, which is what you have in this world today. Tyrants are running things. Disobedience to tyrants is obedience to Yahweh God. Now, this one is really important. From John Adams, one of our founding fathers, as to what's happening in America today. Without the pen of the author of Common Sense, now Common Sense was written by Thomas Paine, and it circulated amongst the colonists, and it was basically that, just common sense writings about liberty and tyranny. There were also the postings on the liberty trees in many of the villages and towns. So if it wasn't for the pen of the author of Common Sense and the author of all the other literature that was being floated around, much like the internet and the emails and the websites and the YouTubes are doing today, the sword of Washington would have been raised in vain. All right, did you notice this, the sequence of events here? It takes arousing the people first, then the sword of your military, the sword of the righteous warriors. Because if you don't do it in that order, it's a little bit like General George Patton said that if you, or no, I'm sorry, it was General Douglas MacArthur who said, you commit You commit the people first, then you commit the troops. You don't commit the troops until you commit the people, because then it's a futile effort. You end up with nothing but fighting and bickering and backstabbing and everything, very much like what we see going on today, right? Now, I was tickled when Q was putting this one up, and we've talked about this long before Q did it, but George Washington and what he said, and also here what's in the Pennsylvania State Constitution under Article 1, Section 2, Declaration of Rights, all power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority, meaning the free people, not a bunch of bureaucrats. And instituted for their, meaning the people, their peace, safety, and happiness. How many white folks in America can say they're peaceful, they feel safe, and they're happy? Not very many that I know. For the advancement of these ends, they, meaning the people, have at all times an inalienable and indefeasible right to alter, reform, or abolish their government in such manner as they may think proper. We've got communists have overrun this country. And it's time to round them up and do what all communists should have done to them, which is execution. In case you weren't paying attention, a communist is an enemy that's all right and good, whether you want to talk biblically or even just plain socially in a secular way. The communists are the enemy of all things that are righteous and right in this world. Go look at the history of communism. All you got to do is look 100 years ago what they did to the white Christian men, women, and children of Russia. Over 100 million souls to communism. At least. Some estimates go way higher than that. But that's a lot of innocent men, women, and children murdered, raped, tortured by communists. That's what they've got in store for you, folks. Oh, they always paint a very pretty picture of what their goals are until they take power. But then again, they're Jews. What did Christ say? Beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is their what? Hypocrisy. And there is no greater hypocrite on this earth than a Jew. None. A couple more quick ones and we'll get into the current events here. The code of honor. Be without fear in the face of your enemies. Stand brave and upright that Yahweh God may love you. Speak the truth always, even if it means your death. Protect the helpless and do no wrong. How much simpler can it be? And then this one here, never be lukewarm. Remember what Christ said he was going to do to the lukewarm? He was going to vomit them out. Never be lukewarm. Life itself demands passion. He who is indifferent to Yahweh has already forfeited his soul. He who is indifferent to politics has already forfeited his liberty. In America, religion is not mere window dressing, and citizenship is not a spectator sport. Do not allow our common destiny as a whole people, talking about the white race, that's who founded America, to just happen without your input. You know, there's a lot of people say, Dan, when you say things like that, you sound like a racist. Well, I'm sorry if the facts bother you. I'm sorry if history bothers you. But those are historical facts. This country was founded by white European men. And if you don't like that, well, then I suggest you go find another alternative universe where you can create whatever reality your puny little brain wants to come up with. I like to deal with facts. And the facts is America was founded by white European men for their posterity. Now, in case you are public school educated, you probably don't know what posterity means. But for you homeschoolers, you know what I'm talking about. It means their children, their descendants. And if the people who founded this country were white European men and women, then their descendants are white European Anglo-Saxon people. Period. Even the black preacher in Harlem, New York, has stated many times, this country will never, ever regain its greatness unless the white people take it back. We founded it. We founded it on our cultural beliefs, our heritage, the common law, and biblical law. And common law really is biblical law. That's the facts. If you don't like it, that's too bad. And what Pastor Manning is very much right about is when this country goes down, guess what, folks? When the Titanic went down, it took everybody down. It didn't care if you were rich, poor, male, female, young, old. Didn't matter, did it? Well, when America goes down, it won't matter. It's going to take everybody down, including all you privileged millennials out there and all of you welfare recipients and dregs on society. You're going to go down with it. So if you're enjoying all those handouts to the point of destroying our nation, well, it's going to end one way or the other. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's going to end. So if you want to believe the Jews and all their lies, which artificially pump up the importance of the females in our workforces, sorry, girls, there's a lot of jobs you have out there that you're not qualified for. I'm sorry, but you're not. There's a lot of even white men in jobs, but they're ass kissers. They're cucks. They're snowflakes. They're soy boys. That's why they get the job, because they won't protest anything the Jew wants done. That's why the Jew loves to promote women, minorities, and effeminate white guys, because they're not going to give the Jew any hard way to go. So if you like that system, that's fine. But guess what? Like I said, it's going to end whether the white man rises up and takes back control of his own goddamn company, his country, or it goes down the tubes. That's your only two choices. Look in history. When has communism ever, ever survived? It can't. It's a failed construct. Failed, just like socialism. It fails every time. It can only succeed when there's some other country you can suck the blood out of financially to support it. It's a failed system. And yet these bastards want you and me to believe that these socialists, these communists like Bernie Sanders and all the presidents we've had since John F. Kennedy, all of them are pocket crypto communists. Globalists. You call it whatever you want. It's the same thing. Where all the power stays at the very top, which is a Jewish concept, and now the Jews are even admitting that in public, that all of us are here to serve as their slaves. They're the only ones that are qualified to govern this world. Really? You're doing such a great job, and it's a lie. It's a murder zone. There's strife there, and in 60 or 70 years, you haven't got peace in a settled nation yet, and you think you deserve to run the world? That's like saying, turn over America to all black people. What would it look like? Well, I'd imagine it looked a lot like Africa. Let's see, how many success stories do we see in Africa where all black nations have risen to great civilization? None. How about that? How about that? The only time the black nations of Africa can rise to any sort of civilization is on the backs of the what? Of the white man. They are the very same people they want you to detest and say we have privilege and everything else. Well, I got news for you. That's ass backwards. And if you want to believe it, that's your problem. We deal with facts here, the facts of life, because that's what Christ said. I am the truth, the way, and the life. You don't get the way and the life until you come to the truth. And as Bill Holter said, 2018 should be the year that truth matters. As soon as truth matters to a person, his whole perspective changes. His whole outlook on life changes. He becomes much more focused and much more difficult to deceive and to seduce into this Jewish made-up world that we find ourselves in, full of its absolute insanity and wickedness, like there is no tomorrow. Now, depending on which calendar you're using, we are in the, according to the lunisolar calendar anyway, we're in the third day of the Feast of Tabernacles, so I want to wish everybody a happy Feast of Tabernacles out there. It's the ingathering, the harvest time. It was the time when Christ was born. Many of us believe that it would be this time when Christ returns. Feast of Tabernacles. And if you look in Deuteronomy chapter 31, you'll find out it's also the Feast of Tabernacles is the time when the debts were forgiven on the Jubilees. Could that have some significance? Could that have something to play with what's going on we see now, where Trump declared our independence and sovereignty before the UN, denounced globalism? This could be a very interesting week after all. After it's only the third day of the week of the feast, so this is also one of the three times the men of Israel were demanded to appear. And, of course, the soldiers' ransom was set over those fighting men during the Feast of Tabernacles. And, again, it depends what calendar you're going by. I don't get hung up on calendars. If you want to get hung up on calendars, that's your privilege, your prerogative. I don't do it. And a reason that some of us men got together and agreed on the Lunisolar is only because it's so convenient. It's a free open source software that you can download, and it does all the calculations. You can go back as far back as you want or as far forward as you want. It'll tell you whenever the feasts come and moon cycle, sunrise, sunset. It'll give you the Gregorian calendar, all kinds of information there, and it's all free. And it'll get us close enough to the right times that we can be in agreement. So that's why we picked it. Now, and everybody's got their own opinions. I read the book. Jonathan David Brown wrote about it, about Father's Feast Days. He was much more importance on the lunar part. And then there's other people that get into the more the solar, strictly solar. And then these folks here, it's a combination lunisolar, which I've always thought was made more sense. You use the solar because of the equinox to figure out when the year starts, and then you go from there. But anyway, we're in that period of time, and so that's a very good thing. And it's also a very good thing when it comes to the idea of debts being forgiven, because we're hearing that the global currency reset that we've all been hearing about is on the verge of happening. And that certainly would be a huge step forward to the restoration of this poor earth. The whole world is in travail, and we're talking not only about the people, but nature, the soil, the air, the water, the animals, the fish. I mean, we have polluted everything, all in the name of, what? Yeah, making money. It's unbelievable. According to all the stuff I'm reading, there is a rise in populism and nationalism all over the earth right now. There is a great awakening going on, folks. We've talked about that for many, many shows, but it is in major full swing right now. There is a great awakening. I say it's a moving of Yahweh's Holy Spirit, which we were told, but also the good work of the people like on the Q posts, whether you believe them or not. As one guy said, there has been no phenomenon in recent years that has caused more people to shake the dust off their head and start thinking and reasoning again than what the Q posts have done. They've got a whole army of people together who are trying to figure these things out. They're putting pieces of the puzzle together. And I just watched a young lady, she's a black woman, down here in Florida, in Broward County. She took a film crew to one of these ICE or ICE detention centers, and she completely blows out the whole idea that these illegal aliens that come into our country are being somehow mistreated. In that video that she made, and she's causing it to go viral, she talks about the fact that the facilities, the cleanliness of the facilities and what they're offering were better than her college dorm in Connecticut where she went to college. So these aliens come into our land, they're actually given better accommodations than people that live here, work here, were born here, rightfully here, legally here, and yet the left wants us to believe that the immigration control folks should be done away with. So it's total lunacy, and it's a sign that there is a great awakening, that people aren't just buying this liberal media communist Jewish BS. much anymore, and they are becoming aware that they are liars. Just as Christ said, when they speak a lie, they speak their own language. It's a language of liars because their father, Satan, is a liar, a deceiver. The very word for the serpent, nakash, in the Hebrew, means an enchanter, a deceiver. Somebody who will use smooth-sounding words to seduce you and get you to do things that you shouldn't do. Nakash. Note that shh at the end, just like a snake hissing in the grass. Nakash. You see the little serpent over there, little hook-nosed Jew serpent over there trying to get you to do things that Yahweh tells you not to do. So we have racial awareness going on. We have the fact that we have violated God's law. And nothing on this earth is going to work if we don't get back to the Father. Nothing. Okay? There is no political solution. There's not a military solution. There's not any solution if you don't get back in line with what the Creator planned for earth. Nothing works, folks. Nothing. Doesn't matter if you're talking about machinery, farming, family life, marriage, courtship, work, medicine, nothing. The truth, the way, and the life. Truth comes first. If you don't seek the truth, you will never find the way, and you will never find eternal life. Yahweh said very, very clearly, nothing that offends me will come into my kingdom. Nothing that offends me. So, am I wrong for telling the listening audience, who I'm sure from time to time has other races listening in, whatever, am I wrong for telling them the truth? Is that racist to tell somebody the truth about history, the truth about Scripture, the truth about what our Heavenly Father expects? Is that racist to say that? Or is it better to be one of these cucks and these little soy boys behind a pulpit preaching the doctrines of devils instead of the truth of Yahweh's word? You see, these little fake preachers out here are being exposed right now. So it's not only the Roman Catholic Church that's being exposed for its treason against we the people and their criminality. It's also the mainstream Christian churches. The preachers have sold out their congregations in more ways than one. They were in bed with the government and the bureaucrats. They've sold out you and your information to them in order to make sure they're not going to be rounded up and any of their benefits taken. So they've committed treason. And they also commit treason because they preach the doctrines of devils on a weekly basis. That's why Scripture also tells us that their own parents will help to hunt them down. That shows the level of disgust. There is a financial cataclysm of sorts coming. I don't think it's not the end of the world. Please, folks, it's not. We've been through currency catastrophes all through history. There was a point in the history of England where they had an economic problem, and the king made tally sticks money. You know what tally sticks were? It's like some of the best economists I've read over the years. F. Tupper Saucy talks about it. Gifford, the guy that wrote the Creatures from Jekyll Islands. I can't think of his name. Anyway, they've talked about the fact that money is whatever you pay your taxes in. Okay? Really, that's what it amounts to. Whatever you have to pay off, whatever form of government you have. In the days of the kings of England and that I was reading about when they made tally sticks, I can't remember what king it was, but that was a monarchy. And there was a crisis, a financial crisis. And so the kings went down and said, well, you can pay your taxes to the king with tally sticks. And all tally sticks were is they made up these, like 18 inches long, these sticks, and they broke them. so that only the exact matching half would fit together. Okay, do you get the idea? So one half stayed in the treasury under the protection of the king's men. The other half was put into circulation. And guess what? Pieces of wood called tally sticks. Oh, G. Edward Griffin. Thank you, Jimmy. G. Edward Griffin. He wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island. So these tally sticks became currency to the people of England, in Old England, under the monarch. You see, that's how simple it is. It doesn't have to be gold, doesn't have to be silver. And it sure as hell doesn't have to be fake digital currency that the Jews create in the basement of the Fed, and why we are multiple tens of trillions of dollars, which doesn't even exist. It's all figments of your imagination. It's fake money. It's phony money. It's cyber money. Digits in a computer. And the whole world's waking up to the deception, and that's why there's a big crisis. So whatever system we go to, the point of it is, don't worry about it. The people always figure out a way to do what? To carry on life. Isn't that beautiful? We always figure out ways to overcome whatever obstacles we have. We don't need big government to do that. We sure as hell don't need big centralized banks to do it. But we don't need centralized government. We don't need centralized scientists. We don't need NASA. We don't need organized religion. We don't need organized anything to solve our problems. In fact, when you dig into the matters, you find out these centralized, organized entities are the cause of most of our problems. Just like terrorism today. How long since 9/11? 17 years ago. There's that 17 Q. 17 years ago, they created treason against the world, but particularly here in the United States, treason was committed. And the war on terror, yeah, that's what they told everybody. We got to have a war on terror. Who were the terrorists? Well, they wanted you to believe either were folks from the Middle East. Were they actually the terrorists? Well, the terrorists were from the Middle East, but they weren't Arabs. They were Jews. And their little henchmen, the paid-off cucks, the paid-off soy boys that do the Jews' bidding. Little lapdogs, just like the white Russians that were treasonous to other white Russians that did the Bolsheviks' bidding in Russia. They are the worst sort of people. Low, low, low. But they wanted us to believe that they were going after terrorism. Well, the actual terrorists are what? Organized government. So here's the whole point. We don't need big centralized anything. We could literally do what the founding fathers said right here. We can alter, reform, or abolish and start over again. You see, the first thing that government that's in power wants to do is convince you that you can't live without them. When the truth of the matter is, we'd all be better off without them. Just like the people in Spain found out recently when their central government shut down for over a year because they didn't pass a tax bill. So their government shut down for over a year. Over a year. They live fine. Isn't that amazing? Iceland and I think Vietnam and I believe Turkey or Hungary, one or the other, went in and wrote off the debt to the bankers, said we're not going to pay it. Why do we owe you a debt on something you never owned? That's a figment of imagination. That's a magical trick. Oh, magician like Nakash? A seducer? A deceiver? How about that? That's exactly what they are. No wonder they hated him. No wonder the Jews hated Christ and had him murdered. Because he told them what they were, liars, deceivers, just like they're telling you now. We owe interest to you, GD bankers, which stands for goddamn, by the way. You damn bankers, we owe you taxes and interest on what? Money that doesn't exist except in a computer. Yeah, that's magic, all right. That's pretty clever. So we pay back three times the value of a house because you supposedly loaned us money, but you didn't. But you got three times as much money out of my weekly paycheck, which I exchanged my labor for, so that has real value. I exchanged 40 hours of labor for that paycheck, of which you got a chunk, for money that you supposedly lent me that never existed. Well, the people of Iceland saw through that and said, you know what? We don't owe it to you. This whole notion that we have to pay off the debt is ludicrous. These people that sit there, these pundits that sit there and have these discussions about, well, you know, we got to pay off the debt, you know, yeah, this is serious, $21 trillion. No, we don't. Wake the hell up, people. You don't owe these damn Jew bankers anything. It's fictitious. It's a mental construct. It's propaganda. It's make-believe. So stop it. So this new money system is going to come. There's no doubt about it. The old one's dying because the whole world's waking up to the machinations of the United States, the State Department, and the Fed. And again, the only reason this hasn't happened sooner is because the world was afraid of our military. Okay? That's the facts. Because our Jewish handlers in our government would be quick to point out to their adversaries overseas that if you don't play ball with us in this phony baloney money system, we will sick the United States military on you. That's exactly how they did it. All you got to do is read the book, The Brothers, about Allen and John Foster Dulles, two of the biggest criminals in our government. And yeah, they were tribesmen too. And they did everything they did while they were employed in the government to make money for their business partners and fellow lawyers at the Jewish law firm that they work for. Yep, that's how it works. So we're hearing there's tribunals coming, military tribunals, and possible executions for the worst of the criminals. And let me tell you something. When you people are told what these creatures, that's what they are. They're not people. They're creatures. Okay? When you learn the whole truth of what they have been doing behind the scenes, out of sight, to our fellow human beings on this earth and to our children, you're going to want the executions. I know most of the people in my circle have been wanting them. We have seen enough to know that they need to pay the ultimate price. But for you folks who are coming to the dinner late, you may not know it yet, but you're going to be revealed some things in the very near future that's going to shake you to your very core. I'm hearing that from many, many sources. You're going to literally be shaken to your very core. So just be prepared for it, all right? Now, down here in South Florida, I got a friend of mine lives down here below Miami, and there's a small community school kind of on the outskirts of a small town in South Florida, and they're supposed to have a live fire with blanks, but these are real weapons, supposedly shooting blanks. The neighborhood has already been warned that you're going to hear gunshots, and they're going to have an active shooter drill at that school in this little town on a remote area right here in South Florida. So not too far from where I'm at, and my friend lives right there in a community right across the street. So the reason I'm telling you that is it has every earmark of what these false flags in the past, like Fort Lauderdale, Pulse Nightclub, Jacksonville recently, what's the other one? Parkland, Sandy Hook, all of them. Jimmy here has it on September 20th. Students and staff of the Miami Community Charter School will participate in a mock active shooter training drill. I'm saying everybody should be on really high alert, all of us down here in South Florida, because number one, there's a lot of stuff happening right now that the deep state, the cabal, the Zionists, they need diversions. They need you to divert your attention away from the criminality of the swamp. So they need a false flag. Now, it would not be a huge false flag because they really need something bigger than that. However, there may be planning stuff like this in more than one location this week. But we in South Florida, since we're right down here, we're going to keep an eye out. We're going to have camera crews, people with video and still photography and binoculars, and we're going to be watching these sons of bitches because I'm sick and tired of this crap. They come in here and they say we're going to have a drill, and they end up with a false flag where sometimes people actually do get shot, but they don't get shot by some lone gunman. They get shot by the people that showed up with the cops. I don't know that the shooters are all cops. They could be Mossad, because the Mossad will come in dressed up like they're cops. They've done it before. They did it to Randy Weaver's family. They did it at Waco. They did it in Oklahoma City. That's the way they are. They're cowards, traitors, murderers, and assassins. And they never show you their face. They'll always come in. They're the ones behind this whole idea of wearing masks and sunglasses and all that for these cops. Is that the way America was founded, with that kind of idea? No, your cop is supposed to be somebody you know. Not some terrorist that comes in with, he's all dressed up. Why did the Jews, who train in many of our police departments in the big cities, why do you think the Jews push this idea that you should allow your cops to have sunglasses, helmets, and masks over them so you can't tell? Because when the Jew comes in faking it, that way he can cover himself up and you don't know. You see the beauty behind that? Yeah, they got you buying it through television. Oh, it's a good thing. Look, here comes the good guys. Here comes those totally blacked out, armored guys going to bust that bad guy's door in. Yay, give me some more popcorn, another beer. Yay, look, good guys. Violating constitutional rights. Oh, they got the wrong guy. Oh, they shot the guy. Well, he was a bad guy, so it's okay. Well, you can't tell if they're a good guy. You don't even know if they're Americans behind. Oh, it doesn't matter. They're good guys. They got uniforms. They got badges. They're good guys. You see how stupid we are? How easily Satan's kids manipulate us and get us to buy stuff that our founding fathers said we should never accept? Yeah, it's through television. You know, when all those cop shows came out, I warned all my friends. I said, you know, there's a reason all these dirtbag cop shows are coming out showing busting doors down. Oh, we don't need a warrant, or that's going to take too long, and we're the good guys and they're the bad guys, and we shouldn't have to wait around for a warrant. We shouldn't have to have evidence, etc. Yep, and we fought for it. We sat there and we drank our beer, ate our popcorn, cheering on the boys in blue. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now your police forces look more like Israelis over there in that litter box called It's a Lie, and they behave more like the Israelis, where they'll shoot you for very little cause, just like they do the Palestinians. They gun them down, sometimes for nothing, just for the sport of it. Well, what happened to that kid out in that young man out there in that La Quinta a few months back out there in Arizona? When that piece of shit cop gunned him down in the hallway. You know, I can't believe that policemen aren't outing that son of a bitch. And excuse my language, but this is getting ridiculous. That guy should be hanging from the end of a rope. And cops should be the first ones demanding that he hang from the end of a rope. There's video. Their own video shows he murdered that man in that La Quinta hallway. He was doing nothing. But that shows you Judaism at work in America. You could have taken that film and put over top of it Tel Aviv, and it would have fit perfectly, because that's the way they do business. Just go in there, and if you feel like it, put six slugs in them. What the hell? It's just a goyim. And now they got our cops doing that. The good cops should be screaming for bad cops like that to be hung up, strung up. He's a murderer. So now we're going to have our possibility of a false flag down here. So let's see how that goes. Keep us all in prayer down here, folks. You never know. These people down here sometimes go bananas. You know, they give them all these SWAT equipment and MREs and MRAP vehicles and body armor and all that, and they just they got to have something to do with all that, don't they? So why not go out here and harass citizens and pull off mock drills that turn into all of a sudden, oh, it turned out to be a real event. We have a lone shooter. Oh, it turns out to be just like Jacksonville. Again, it's a Jew. Isn't that amazing? That shooter, the supposed shooter in Jacksonville, is a Jew. Just like at Parkland, a Jew. The sheriff in Parkland, a Jew. Most of the people that live in that county in Florida where Parkland's at, Jewish. I like it. I like what Q says. Do you believe in coincidences? At some point, you got to say, "Well, wait a minute. This can't be all coincidental here. The Jews are at the bottom of all the. Why am I seeing Jews and their opinions and their faces over every event I'm watching on? What's going on here? When did this become Tel Aviv West? Good question. I think the people in Washington need to answer that question. Like I said, Bernie Sanders has already proven in an open session of Congress at a confirmation hearing that he is anti-Christ, anti-Christian, anti-American. He is a traitor to this nation. Why is he still walking? Along with all the rest of the perps that we know the names of. Bernie Sanders is one of the most hideous people in Washington. An outright socialist, communist, Bolshevik, Antichrist, white-hating Jew. The immigrant invasion continues in this country and every other white nation. It's the flood spoken of in Scripture, coming in after the woman, which is always referring to the sons and daughters of Jacob Israel. That's our people. And every white nation is under an invasion. These aren't refugees. These are invaders. Invaders, folks. Yep, big things are getting ready to happen. Big things. Get ready, Jimmy. I'm going to open it up here in just a minute. We also have a lot of false accusers, as you have, if you've been paying attention to the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings at all. It's just on and on and on. These females that make these false accusations. Here's why I'm an advocate of God's law. All right. People say, well, these people making all these false accusations, this is something really difficult to deal with. You know, this takes a lot. No, it doesn't. Will you stop with all this BS to the public? It just takes doing what the Bible says. What does the Bible say you do with a false accuser? Well, first of all, you make them take a witness stand and swear to tell the truth. That's the first step. Now, you put them up there, and they look the person that they're accusing in the eye, and they have to state what they're accusing that person of. Now, here's how Yahweh in his wisdom takes care of it. We'll take the case of Kavanaugh. He's sitting here, and that moronic blonde is sitting in the witness stand, and she makes a statement that he tried to rape me, or that he did rape me, whatever the accusation is. Here's how Yahweh handles it. As soon as evidence is shown that was a lie, then the punishment that would have been put on Mr. Kavanaugh goes on the false accuser. Now, in the case of rape, that's a capital crime. That's another thing, too. Get rid of this no capital punishment? Bullshit. No. Capital punishment's coming back. If I have anything to say about it, it's coming back big time. There's a lot of these people that should not be sucking air, period. That's why we have so much crime. Most of it's repeat offenders. You put them in the dirt. That's what Father told us to do. You don't argue with Father. So the false accuser says, he raped me. Uh-oh, we've got evidence here that that's a lie. Well, I hate to say this, young lady, but, well, she's not that young anymore, but ma'am, we hate to say this, but the sergeant of arms is going to escort you out into the courtyard, and we're going to hang you by the neck because you just made a false accusation against this innocent man. And so what we would have done to him, which is drag him out into the courtyard, I'm sorry, but we got to do it to you. So would you mind stepping down here? Yeah, that's it. put your hands behind your back. We're going to lead you out here. Everybody in the audience here, if you would like to watch the execution, it'll be about 20 minutes to get everything ready. Step outside. This false accuser is going to swing from the end of a rope. Now, there's how you take care of it. Problem solved. It's not that hard, is it? Same thing for these cops. I'm sick and tired of these lawyers, judges, and cops that lie with impunity. And this goes for you Jews. I know it's the Feast of Tabernacles time, so Yom Kippur, you Jews are all out there praying your Kol Nidra prayer, which means all oaths. And you Jews, to show just how contemptible you are and how much of a traitor you are to us in this world, you think in your religion that saying that prayer allows you to lie under oath. Now you want to know why Jews are such profligate liars? Right there, their own religion says that they pray the Kol Nidra on Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. They can say anything they want under oath, and it's okay. Just like taking your property and stealing your wealth, well, since you're not a Jew, it's okay according to the Talmud. It's okay. Raping your little 3-year-old daughter while you're at work, well, that's okay too, because she's a shikska. Because she's not one of them. It's okay. That's what the Talmud teaches. That's what you people out there, that these preachers are telling you they're God's chosen people. They go by the teachings of the Talmud. How sick and degenerate is that? So when these Jews, whether they're lawyers, judges, whatever, and these cops get up on the witness stand, they need to be held to this same standard, as the military does as well. Nobody escapes God's law. If you want to lie in a capital case, and what's a capital case? Again, that's murder, rape, kidnapping. Those are all capital, right? And we also have acts of treason, acts of blasphemy against Yahweh. Those are all capital offenses. So when you lie in the witness stand, you lie during a trial that has to do with one of these offenses, then you are the one who goes to the gallows. How would that be? That would work. That would certainly clean up things in a hurry, because, first of all, that's why the Jews wanted to do away with capital punishment, because they knew most of them would be swinging from ropes. Because a lot of them go into the legal field, government, and everything else. Well, they lie with impunity. Look at the liars in Washington, Schumer, Feinstein, Boxer, Lautenberg, Pelosi, and Hillary, and Bill, Podesta, on and on. Just put a hammer and sickle on their chest. Communist, Zionist, Jews. Unbelievable. You want to fix up the world's problems? It's easy. Just follow Yahweh's instructions, all right? He wrote the manual. He knows how to fix it. We just forgot. We turned our back on him. We turned our back on common sense. We turned our back on our traditions. We turned our back on our own families and our own children. We're not even protecting our own children. We can't protect them in the womb, which should be the safest place on earth for a child. They can't even have protection there. And once they come out, they become the objects of rape and every other kind of abuse you can imagine at the hands of these creatures. And what's the scripture say? That we are to care for what? The widows, which means a woman who's lost her man by whatever reason, doesn't matter. Widows and what? Oh, orphans, babies, children. When you think Yahweh should bless America, why would he bless America when we turned our back on all of this, all of it? It's unbelievable. All right, Jimmy, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you here, but we got a heck of a rainstorm coming in here right now, so if I get bounced off, that'll be why. But Jimmy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, brother, always a pleasure, and boy, am I fired up. And the good news is it's Wednesday night, so we can be a little bit more alpha male here in our language, but I will I will atone to respect. I will, because, you know, really, I don't want to insult anyone, but with the egregious acts that I've seen, even since your Sunday show, we had four different. One was a Hillsborough County sheriff shot his wife, shot himself. There was another guy last night at one of our resorts here in Clearwater, shot himself, shot his wife. That seems to be the new shit, huh? Four in my jurisdiction. Okay, and to go and go back to your notes, Dan, I'm a civil man. I'm a civil man, but I am beyond any shows I've done with you in the past. I am fucking over this. The thing is, these evil bastards are going to push us to the point where you and I are going to lose control unless we do something. I'm not suggesting violence. I'm not suggesting that the FBI, that probably listens to this broadcast, should ever visit me again. Seriously.
Well,
I've had it, Dan. I've had it, brother.
I know, and trust me, I talk to an awful lot of people who feel exactly the way you do. But here's the point, like just like that quote I had about the pen of the author of Common Sense. We're still putting out the information for just a little bit longer. It isn't going to be much longer. We're near the end. But the pen that's issuing the truths, whether it's the truth about what's going on in politics or whether it's the truths about vaccines, about foods, whatever, and government, etc., banking and all that. The point of it is you have to put the truths out there first.
I get it, Brother Dan. I do, and I'm a patient, patient man.
I know.
But I just, and again, I'm still patient.
I know.
I'm not.
Well.
But when is, remember when we were kids, we used to play with baking soda and vinegar bombs?
Yeah.
Or our chemistry sets, and you agitate the liquid, and had a cork in the top, and you know, when he agitated the two, eventually, when the chemistry reached a point of no return, it would pop the cork. And Dan, one of the reasons I'm very patient is that's exactly what they want us to do. And that is what really tries my patience on a daily basis. I see a wrong, Dan, I'm going to go out there and correct it. In this mess, I'm not suggesting I tie myself to my studio chair, but some days I'm thinking maybe I should. Because if we let them continue down this road, Dan, and you've heard me on my air and your air, you know, you and I are sitting in my front lawn, the 200 acres in front of us are raging, and we have these huge fire hoses, but none of us are turning them on. Dan, what is it we need to do as men today? Even today, we have 3 hours left, Eastern.
Well,
to stop this.
If I could click my fingers and put together an army of righteous Israelites, that would be, I could answer that question. But as we're scattered
did you
like
witness
salt.
The, I know, but we're still together on these calls, and frankly, my brother, you and I, and over the course of months, have put together quite the team. And as I've suggested on your air, I'm honored to be a part of that, and I take that very seriously. But I also take our mission very seriously. We're not Dana Jim's Treehouse, and you know, we're going to have some chicken wings and a couple slug back, a couple beers. Dan, it is past go time. It is past go time. And, you know, your news release, actually, my retired Secret Service brother sent me the same thing. Jimmy, watch South Florida. Here's this exercise. Dan,
yep.
why in the world will we have a live fire exercise in a private school? Why? Why? During school hours? And then the article go, oh, nothing to worry about. You know, classes will resume as normal. Why are we subjecting our youth to this other than, if I may answer my own rhetorical question, to condition them? Are you fucking kidding me? Excuse me, ladies. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
This thing has all the earmarks of a upcoming false flag, and I'll be shocked if it's not, if they don't turn it into one. So the good news is that there's a whole bunch of us that are awake, including my brothers at the Veterans for Foreign Wars, otherwise known as the VFW and the American Legion.
Yes.
And I'm going to be letting a lot of them know, and I'm going to see how many of them will join me and to go down and station ourselves at key points to witness what's going on to be.
Well, let me know, because I will afford you access to my studio, and I know you guys have the right equipment, and you know, you're 4 or 5 hours from me, but I wish to hell I could come down there. I really do, because and see, at the end of the day, even this radio broadcast could shut them down, shut down their plan, Dan. And what stops us? I'm not a violent man, but I'm so ready to go out and just round these assholes up, Dan. What
well,
stops us from doing that, huh?
Well, you have talked about it before, about having that badge of authority. Father gives us the authority to do a lot of things, but we also have to remember that if we're going to go out in the Father's name, then we'd better be sure that we're right with the Father. Because just as Peter, when he pulled that sword on that guy that was going to grab Messiah in the garden, okay, Peter did not get chastised by Christ because he had a sword. He got chastised because he pulled the sword to cut the man's head off, and Yahshua told him, put that sword back in the scabbard. This is what is supposed to happen. So my thing is, I have to be very, very careful. The leading of the Spirit is what would be required. That's your authority. And the Spirit's not telling me to go out there and do anything to stop it just yet, because this is what's waking
you
up people. This is what's waking
up
people.
I do, sir. And yep. You know what? You are singularly, out of all the, you've got 19 years, I've got 10 years in broadcast, and you, sir, are the one that keeps me tempered and has keeping my patience in line, Dan. It, you know, again, I'm not a violent man, but I'm sick of all this shit. I'm sick of it, man.
Yeah. Well, you're not alone. You're not alone, and here's the good news. The number of people that are exactly like you is growing dramatically. So Father knows that you're gnawing at the bit as well as every other white stallion out there in his army. The true warriors, the Rhadamanthine white warriors of his race. He knows they're out there. He knows they're ready to go. But just like Gideon, they have to go through some steps. We got to go through some steps. And it's not easy, because it's painful to watch what's happening to innocent people. Trust me, it's painful. I get tears just reading some of the history books I read about what was done to the Russian people 100 years ago.
I mean,
literally you cry. What was done to our German and Austrian and Italian cousins during and after World War II. They want us to sit here and cry crocodile tears for the world's greatest murderers, and Paul Craig Roberts is the one that turned them that. The world's greatest murderers we're supposed to cry crocodile tears for, but we're going to look the other way on the multiple tens of millions, hundreds of millions in some cases, of innocent men, women, and children, not just killed, butchered, murdered, raped, and tortured by these communist bastards.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not easy. You, me, and your wife, your kids, your grandkids, Dan. I'll bring up Kim. Thank God she's in heaven. Really, I miss her, but and this might sound selfish, but I don't have to worry about her safety right now. Our Father has her, which is where I'm more ready to go out there. And, Dan, I'm with you, man. I don't want to do any of this. I've got a professional career. You know, I've lost a lot of friends because they don't have a clue. But my real friends are my business partners, everything I need in my life, meeting you. And I'll mention Music Man Barry out there in Houston and some other broadcasters out there in Texas. They're on board with us. And Dan, I'm not going to snap the trigger before it's time, although it is, in my humble opinion, it is coming time. It is coming time. Look at Nikki Haley and Trump at the UN and all this. You know, and why in the world are we protecting Israel? Everything I saw. And I aired it. All on my radio, you know, I aired. I'm here 24/7. Why in the world are we protecting and kissing Israel's ass as a government, Dan? Why?
Because
what do they have on us? Go ahead.
Well, we have cowards that have signed loyalty oaths to It's a Lie. It's a deep question because it goes in many directions. First of all, the Zionist Christians, the mainstream Protestant churches have sold out their souls to the devil in order to get handouts from the Jews. Just like George Soros is funding a lot of these protest movements, well, there's another group of Jews that go in and act real friendly with the churches. And the churches took, you know, when I was a boy, people knew not to trust Jews. That was commonly talked about.
Amen. Same
well,
here. Go
the
ahead.
Church,
yep.
The churches said, well, wait a minute. We can't say that because Rabbi Finkelstein came down with some of the other rabbis, and they just gave us a whole bag full of shekels.
Finkelstein.
So Rabbi Finkelstein and his men came down and gave us these shekels to shut up our mouths about Jews. In fact, they gave us a lot of money. I mean, come on, we can put up a nice, big, pretty church, and we can have now cushions on the pews, and we can have a big old pipe organ over here now, thanks to all these Jewish shekels. All we have to do is stop talking about the fact that Jews killed Christ, and we got to start calling Christ a Jew, even though he was a Judahite, and we got to start saying Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were Jews, etc. That's all we got to do, and look at this big bag full of these beautiful shekels.
And
our church, quote, leaders, who are nothing more than whores, bought it. And then Rabbi Green comes by with his rabbis, and he says, now I want your preachers all to come
by
in
the
from
serpent. Go ahead.
Seminaries. They said, we want you to come in with a seminary degree. Because now it's too hard to go to all these churches one at a time with a bag full of shekels. Somebody might get wise to us. So how are we going to control what the churches say? Oh, I know. Yeah. Instead, we'll go down with a bag full of shekels to the relatively few seminary schools, and we'll get everybody in the seminary teaching the young, dumb guys coming along that think they're going to have a cushy job as a preacher, and we'll get them brainwashed, and then we only have to give shekels to the seminaries, and we still get the same result. That's how it works.
Well, and see, again, Dan, and you and I have talked off air, you know, I'm a businessman. But there's just certain things I will not do for money. And even with my last, before Kim, way before Kim, I had a girlfriend, and we went to her church, and, you know, I ran Cat 5 cable to the school, and they were, you know, we even threw a law firm, helped them out with their 501c3 and all this bullshit. And it's like, as I look back, Dan, see, back then, this is in like 2003, and I am a Christian man, and I will receive the word of our Father, except I received the word of our Father through a fraud. A pickpocket in the pulpit. And so I really have a problem with all churches, Dan. Every single mother effing one of them. Everyone. Even some of the guys that I've gotten to know over the YouTube channels that, and no disrespect to you, sir, because you are a trusted friend. But, you know, pastor this, pastor that. And they preach a good line, Dan. But 90% of their message is, send me money on Patreon. Send me money. And I realize, Dan, that we all need money to survive, to pay our bills. I get that. And most of the people that have issue with my channel is why I do not ever promote, ask, or accept money. Jim, you've got so many followers. Why don't you capitalize on it? Because I'm not here for that. I capitalize on my income through my business, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand people like you, I will support you till the cows come home, Dan. You have my utmost trust. So I'm not suggesting. But how many people are pickpockets in the pulpit on YouTube now as pastor this, pastor that, and who's the guy? Are you kidding me? I forget his name. I followed him for a while. The guy's full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? Is his tagline. And he did a good job of a label, Dan. And I'm going to circle back around and yield. But at the end of the day, folks, I am over the marketing. I'm over people capitalizing on this. Hey, I saw a commercial last night. I don't watch a lot of TV. But here's this guy, Dan, in this Dr. Phil sweater, okay? And he's selling rehab. And we get over 300,000 calls a day, but we just want to hear from you. Well, I went and looked into his mission. This guy is into convincing people that they are sick and dying. Now, are there sick and dying folks out there? You bet your ass. And that's where you and I, Dan, have failed. We have failed in our kids. We have failed in our schools. We have failed in rearing our young. But at the end of the day, the plan is for us to have failed. So with that, Dan, I don't think we're going to be able to resurrect our youth I really am concerned about that. My goal is to, and I'll yield here soon, my goal is to keep us old guys at the fight and try to save the remnants of this country. But Dan, in yielding, I think we've lost our kids, Dan, and I look forward to your comment on that. I think we've lost our kids. And
well,
with that, sir, I yield.
Yeah, to a large degree, but it's not beyond help. We got a caller. We got Henry up in Connecticut. Welcome to the program, Henry.
Hey, hi, Dan.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to piggyback a little bit on a couple of things I heard Jim say when he remarked about Israel. And as many of the positive things I see coming from Trump, unquestionably, he's done some tremendous things for the country. I still have reservations about him and his ties to Israel. And I still haven't seen much evidence come out in that he has any interest in removing that element from our country. And we all agree here that it's the biggest problem that we have in our country. I'd just like to hear what you have to say about him, and specifically, and about what you think. Because I respect your perspective a great deal. You bring an awful lot to the table with insight, and you follow this. I've been following it a lot more ever since you've been sending me all those links. I've been following some of these Q followers, and I think a lot of them are phonies, by the way. But there are some good ones. A lot of them contradict each other. But you follow it more than I, even though I am following it more now. And I'm looking for signs and evidence of how Trump plans on dealing with these scoundrels that run our country, from the Jews. And so, you'd like to respond to that?
Well, it is a concern every time you see him. But now, notice that Mnuchin and 16 of his henchmen at Treasury are under indictment, from what I read. That's a step in the right direction. He signed paperwork that takes the Fed out of the Jewish control and turns the Treasury back to the government to issue money. That takes time to dismantle one organization and bring it up. So is Trump 100% a good guy? I don't know Donald Trump that well. I can only go by what I see. Now, the other thing we have to remember is that Donald Trump is not this whole movement. Donald Trump agreed to be the face. He agreed to be the front man to pitch the need for change, as he said when he was inaugurated and during his campaign. We are going to not just bring in a new governing body. We are going to return the District of Columbia to the people, the governing and the land back to the people. He made that statement. He made that statement with a bunch of guys on the platform with him in uniform. It's the military that's doing this. All right? The military learned a long time ago, when the corrupt people in Washington were firing and getting rid of some of the best admirals and generals we ever had. When that was happening, I was wondering, why isn't anything being done about this? How can these people force into retirement or end the careers on some of the bravest and strongest of our military leaders? And what did they keep? They kept the ass kissers. All right?
Yep.
So what happened, and this is what I kind of surmised might happen when I talked to that military intelligence guy 9 years ago, What could happen is that these guys got together and said, look, we've got a serious problem, okay? We all know that John F. Kennedy was not killed by Lee Harvey Oswald. We all know that. He was done in by rogue elements of the CIA and the Mossad. So we know that. And look what's happened. We had an admiral that, quote, drowned in a fishing boat accident on a lake. Give me a break. And other admirals and other generals have died, like George Patton died in World War II. He was murdered. So, these guys aren't completely stupid. So they understood that we have a very serious problem, not only in the military, but in the United States as a whole. These people are outright traitors and communists. What are we going to do about it? So, as Jimmy says, somebody has to do something. Well, it's tough for little guys like us when these guys are actually leaders of military units, and they know what it takes to lead tens of thousands and of men in battle and even in peacetime. So they got together and they formed a group called America, I think it's called America First. And so what I have surmised that out of this America First, they sought other patriots, whether they were active duty or retired, and they started putting together a team that was going to take this country back. And it required somebody like a Donald Trump to be the face,
yep.
Somebody completely out of the swamp as far as his personal habits. How many guys do you know in our age group, and Donald Trump is a lot older than you and I, but how many guys in our age group can tell you that they've never drank a drop of alcohol or smoked a cigarette or did any drugs? How many?
I know.
None.
I know, clean as a whistle.
None.
Clean as a whistle.
Okay,
yep.
So Donald Trump is a unique individual. I'll give him that. I don't know what drives him internally. There's no way for me to know that. But is he a unique individual? Damn straight he is. These military guys put faith in him. I trust the military guys. If
yeah,
they that's what's happening. This is a military takedown of a communist coup that was going on at a slow rate, and it was supposed to have Hillary take over to drive the final nail in the coffin, and we would be completely dominated by Bolsheviks and Muslim Brotherhood. They would literally execute all of us if they had their way, that stood in their way. And so I see a lot of smoke, which means there's a lot of fire going on, and we're going to know which way the dominoes are going to fall here very, very soon. So the good news is all the waiting, we're finally at the end. However this comes out, I've said that to Father many times. Father, if it's your will that you want me to go out into a boxcar to be hauled off and executed, well, I guess that's what's going to happen to me. But I'm going to fight till the very end. I'm going to fight. I hope I have enough time to get my rifle loaded and see them coming and at least take two or three with me. Because I don't want to get in a boxcar wishing I had pulled my rifle out. I would rather, as that saying goes, I'd rather die in a puddle of my enemy's blood and my blood than being in a boxcar knowing that some freaking Jew is going to put a bullet in me like he did my Russian cousins 100 years ago, shooting us in the back, naked.
Amen,
in the
Dan.
Basement of
yes,
buildings.
Yeah.
I don't want to go that way. I want to go in a hail of bullets taking these bastards down. And I hope there's a lot of guys that feel the same way.
I have daily thought. I think about that scenario you just talked about so often you wouldn't believe it. Not just daily. I think about that scenario going down with dignity, if that's what it comes to, all the time. I dwell on this shit. I really do, because I think about this stuff because I see how close we are. We're on the precipice of something big, and it could be bad. And I feel the exact same way. I'm old, and I've got a lot of physical issues, but I'm ready to go down in a blaze of glory. I'll take as many of them as I have to down, because I'm not gonna go off in a boxcar either. I've got my wife to try to protect as well, so that's a bit of a concern for me. I know a lot of you guys are single, and you have a different set of circumstances. I'm here with my mother and my wife, and so it's a little bit different, but I've had discussions with my wife about this. She knows that when it comes right down to it, she knows I'm going to do the right thing, and if it means dying, then so be it, because Better to die with dignity than have those suckers take you away.
Oh, absolutely.
But, hey, Dan, to the caller's point, um, I miss my girl, Kim. Hey, brother. I miss my girl, Kim. But she is now protected. Which means I can stand as a man 100% on my feet, sir. But your group here will help protect your family. That's number one thing. That's where I think, you know, I'm not angry at God for taking my girl. I have to wonder why, but I think I know why. But at the end of the exercise, our group, our people are coming. The problem is we are, fighting big tech, Facebook, Twitter, all these meaningless issues. Hell, I'm lucky to be on air. YouTube wanted to yank my channel 2 weeks ago. I still have it. I'm rebroadcasting. I'm thankful for that. But at the end of the day, Dan, you and I and the men that you've introduced me to, both personally and on the phone and the caller, I stand ready. I don't want to die. I don't. But I stand ready. I'm sick of this crap. And with that, guys, what can we do with our voice to shut this thing down? Because I truly believe that Donald Trump was a divine intervention and a gift of time. If Hillary, the Queen, was in there, I don't think we'd be having this call.
I think that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, brother. Okay. Well, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
I just say that's well put. He's given us the gift of time, and I think that for the most part, we as a community of believers, have taken advantage of that time in spreading this information, like Dan talks about all the time. I'm not a big fan of Q, but I have to agree with Dan that the best thing that comes as a result of QAnon is the fact that so many people are digging into these issues and finding out and getting the information and putting it out there, and it is spreading. So that may be a Yahweh's way of getting more people before the end comes, because that's supposed to happen, I believe. It's in Scripture that way. That may be.
Well, and see, brother, I agree, and I'm on the fence with Q, which means I'm neutral. It means I don't agree or disagree. But as Dan has said, if it is a PSYOP, it's a damn good one, because it got a lot of people awake. But here, let me go back to the core of this treehouse, this table. What are the men of this country supposed to be doing? I ask myself that when I pray at night, when I wake up in the morning, several times during the day as I learn more, guys. I don't expect an answer. But I surely feel that Yahweh, and this is where, boy, my patience is worn out, but I will exercise it. Yeah.
I think
What are we supposed to be doing?
Well, I think it's very frustrating as humans. I know myself, when I see this filth and degradation, I can't even turn on the television for a few minutes without being repulsed, and it makes me sad. I used to be mad when I see all the vulgarity and race mixing and sex and Judaism and everything you see and the lying and the politics. I would just get mad and I'd get sick. Now I get sick and I think back, even though the world was messed up when we were kids, but it wasn't nearly as bad. So there was still a lot of corruption going on. But I think back to those days when we were young and how much better it was, and I look at the way the world is today, and I get so depressed. I I actually pray for his return. I absolutely want him to return as soon as possible. And if Donald Trump
let me throw this in right here in Tampa, and it's all across the country. Six Flags over Texas and Tampa and they're offering $300 for anyone that can stay in a coffin for 30 hours, gentlemen. Seriously.
What?
I'm not kidding. Yes, sir. I'll post it in your chat room there, Dan. Yeah. Oh, no. So 10 hours or 10 bucks an hour if you can stay inside the coffin. And there are many that are doing it, and then they'll randomly pick those that do survive it. Gentlemen and ladies listening, What?
I don't get that. That's just sick.
I'm not kidding you. Go look Six Flags over. Here, Dan, I'll post in your chat room. I didn't mean to interrupt, but...
Yeah, you know what this stuff is? This is no different than reality television when they offered these morons tens of thousands of dollars.
$300 for 30 hours, Dan.
Well, they offer money to eat cockroaches, and they offer stupid stuff like that. Well, you know, all that is the Jew mocking our people and the ridiculous things we'll do for a small bag full of shekels. That's all they're doing.
Yep. That's
okay,
what it
they're
is.
Sitting
what?
There. They're sitting there in their satanic temple. Probably sacrificing one of our children with blood all over their face, laughing their asses off at how stupid white people are, that we went down there with a bag of $300 worth of shekels, and some idiot will actually get in a coffin and sit in there for 30 hours. That's just them rubbing our noses in the fact that they own us with their bags of fictitious shekels, digital
now.
Digital shekels. It's not even real money. It's digital shekels that we're doing these stupid things to each other. That's how sick it is.
They do get enjoyment out of stuff like that. Yep.
They sure do. They sure
just
do.
Turn on the television set just for an hour and see how many programs they put on that boob tube, and it's all designed to humiliate white men. Almost every program, every commercial, it's disgusting.
Yeah, they elevate everybody else, and they denigrate the white male, especially the white male that has any kind of moral conviction. Yeah.
I'll do a little game someday. I know you don't watch television at all, probably, Dan. I watch it on occasion. I get my wife in there, because if you're not looking for it, you can easily miss it, especially if you're not paying attention to what's going on in the world. But I tell my wife, who's not into this as much as I am, but I say, just watch the commercials. Look at the percentage of black men and white women. Look, commercial, you would think that the majority of this country or 80% of this country was black if you based it on the commercials or the new television programs. And the white man is always portrayed as a stupid, bumbling idiot. And the black guy is this big physical specimen, save the day, hero. And you sit there and you watch him, and I've had my wife do it with me, and it's like it's beyond belief. And she's not familiar with the ratio, the percentage. We still have, I think, 62 or 63% of the population is still white. But you would have no idea of that if you just watch TV for a few minutes. It's repulsive. It's not just that they're overrepresented. It's the roles that they put us in versus them. That's the most disgusting aspect of it.
Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
Hey, guys, you know what? And see, from my wheelhouse, I see so many underemployed or good people, and, you know, I still work in foreclosure defense with a law firm as my real job, blah, 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 blah. And when I see something offering $300, that's nothing. That really is no money, and for 30 hours. So that's $10 an hour, guys. Okay? And anyone with any ability to fog a mirror knows that that contest, they're laughing at anyone that enters it. Yep. And see, therein lies where I can't see an animal. I can't stand to see an animal or a human being heckled, being abused, or what have you. Now,
agreed.
If you're, and I hear you, brother. But see, here's the signal in that article I just posted in Dan's chat room. How many of our kids are going to jump on that bandwagon, guys?
That's sad. That is.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. The Father wants us to be as wise as serpent, but as innocent as doves. So what we want to do at this point in time is whatever is the most effective. The most effective thing for you to do is what you're doing right now, Jimmy, and you and I both. It's not to go out there and try to stop all this by ourselves. We just get run over. We accomplish nothing. You lose your station. Yeah. You lose your profession. You lose all the things you have influence over. You just threw all that away just to become a treadmark on a tank. All right? So that's not effective. What we're doing now is effective. Now, when does that change? A couple things could happen. The good military could come knocking at the door and say, would you join us? We've got something for you to do to help us with this.
Oh, fight. Hell yes. I'll join you, brother.
Okay.
But go ahead, sir.
Happen.
Yeah.
That could happen. Number two, it could be riots. The left may try to get the communists that have infiltrated this country for years to stand up and fight. Well, then we're going to pick up our weapons and fight at that time, obviously, if they try to take over the neighborhood. Or if anybody shows up to disarm us, they're our enemy. It doesn't matter if they're in uniform or not, what kind of uniform it is. If they try to disarm the patriots of this country, whether it's militia, retired military, retired police, or just good old boys that are going to fight to save this country, if they try to disarm us, then all bets are off. From that moment on, even if I stand in the street all by myself, then it's justified to fight. Then it's
Absolutely.
Justified to fight. You have no recourse but to fight if they do that, because if they take your weapons, it's over. This
yep.
country
Amen,
is
Pastor
gone,
Dan.
And
I
will
stand
be
right
off.
There with you, sir.
That's
yes,
right.
sir.
You know, and if that scenario plays out, I think all of us and all of you know, most of the people who are listening to you have played that scenario out in their heads. I know I have, and I don't think. So when and if that moment arrives, I think we're all prepared to do what's right.
And yeah, and Yahweh has given me the privilege of traveling a lot in my profession and teaching this message before internet radio. So it's been 19 years on internet radio. Okay. Before then, it was doing it the old-fashioned way, traveling by car all over the eastern part of the United States, going to live events and being a speaker at the live events. And that was going on for quite some time before the radio became available. And during that period of time, I was honored to meet groups of patriotic men, women, and children, predominantly white, predominantly Christian, all over the parts of the country I traveled. And they've been there for a long time getting ready. And again,
yeah,
these people don't go on social media. They don't watch television. They don't do email. They just hunker down and get ready. And these people, I'm telling you, these people were ingenious in the things that they were setting up. If rogue elements, especially these bastards in the Mossad, if you think you're going to go into the hill country of this nation and dig these guys out easily, I'm going to tell you something. Your little puny-ass IDF guys and puny-ass Mossad guys are going to get their asses kicked. That's all
yes,
I can
sir.
Tell you. All right, these guys know what they're doing. They're well equipped. They were trained in the military, and they're fully aware of who the enemy is. So, game on. When the spark ignites this flame and fire that Obadiah says we are, it's going to burn hot, and it's going to burn them all to the ground. So if they want to start and ignite the switch, well, then go ahead. You strike the match and throw it on the gasoline.
I'm sorry to say I pray for that to happen because it's imminent. And I'm one that if bad news is coming, sir, and our listener, our caller out there, if I know bad news is coming, it's imminent, get it on. Bring it. Let me deal with it. Let me get past it. What's driving me nuts is the imminency of this is...
Waiting is tough.
Let me ask you a question. Let's do a little mental construct here. Okay, your name is Noah, and you're sitting outside this really sick, demented, devilish town of people that do nothing but ridicule you day in and day out and make your life miserable. But you were given a job to build this big thing called a boat. Now, how do you think Noah felt all those years it took him to build that boat? Do you think he sat down every now and then and thought, damn, it would be nice if it would start raining? All right?
No, good That's point, Dan. Yes,
right?
Sir.
My point is, it's not raining yet, guys. We're still building the ark. Now, that changes if Yahweh gives the green light and shuts the door to the ark. That changes if the good guys say, come on, we're going to go take some commies out today. I'm right there with you. Or if they try to disarm us. Those three things will change everything. But right now, we're still building the ark. Wishing it would rain, I agree. I wish it would rain every day. Every day I pray, Father, bring the rain, latter rain. Bring that rain, and let's get this crap going. But
we are all of the same mindset here.
That's right. But until Father does it, not you, not me, not Henry, nobody listening, we're not going to be the ones that do this. This is Father's plan. Everybody on the cue board says, follow the plan. Well, I do follow the plan. It's called Yahweh's plan. That's why this show's called By Yahweh's Design. Everything's by His design. And the plan is His plan. And you and I are players, and you and I are part of the plan. I'll guarantee you that much. And we have to stick to the game plan.
There you go, Dan. You always give me solace and pleasure, or patience, not pleasure, patience.
Yeah.
I'm an engineer. I plan things out. And
well, the day's coming, Jimmy, when things get set straight, you can go back to being the engineer that you are. I know you are, which is you'll be able to go out and fix problems without any interference. But right now, we're trying to fix a broken system that's overrun by Jewish Bolshevik communists and their lackeys.
Oh, I agree, Dan. And as a patient man... As a patient man, I'm getting frustrated, although I'm not.
But
I'm getting frustrated. That's all I'm going to say, and I'll yield. I'm just frustrated.
Remember Noah.
Whenever you feel like that, just remember Noah. 40 years, I think it was, right, Dan?
You know what? I'd have to go look back in the book, but it was a long time. I know that. It was a lot longer than I would have wanted to spend just putting sticks of wood together and tar and everything while everybody in the town is making a complete mockery of me, which is exactly what we're doing. We're sitting here trying to build a community across this world of people that know the true gospel, the true message, and the truth of what's going on in the secular world. And while we're building this, we're ridiculed by the masses that are into piercings and tattoos and Satanism and cannibalism and pedophilia and bestiality. It's just like in the days of Noah. Well, isn't that funny? That's exactly what the book says. Just when the coming of the Son of Man at the end of the age, will be just like the days of Noah. So guess what? You're living the prophecies. You're part of the history that our ancestors look forward to for thousands of years. They looked forward to the day when we would see the restoration of this earth and the new Jerusalem come down from the heavens. We're going to see it. It's going to happen. You're part of that generation.
I don't think there's any question about that. I tell my wife and I tell my daughter that all the time.
Yeah, we're it. Hallelujah. We're it. We're part of that end time scenario.
We're not dying of old age.
No. No, we're not. You know what's funny? In my entire life, and I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this because I believe every believer out there needs to hear it. I have never in my entire life worried about dying. I don't know why.
Right.
I've been in situations where I was fearful of getting hurt. Trust me, like a motorcycle going 130 miles an hour. But actually dying has never entered my mind. And I don't know why. I don't know why. Until now. I believe it's because that prayer I prayed when I was a small boy and Father answered that prayer, that I've known I was on a mission from the time I was 8 or 9 years old till now. And that's why I never change my focus from what it's on, and I never think about anything but his plan, his law, his kingdom, and his coming. That's all I ever think about. That's it. Prepare.
Wow, Dan. Dan, as I've shared with you off air, and you know, I had three incidences. I'll mention two. One was a extreme motorcycle accident when I was just barely 16. I crashed into the side of a paint van. It broke me up. It broke my body up. My teeth, my legs, my arms, this, that, and the other. And I had that vision at the time. And then I had another incident later in life, which was a scuba diving incident where I damn near died. I damn near died, Dan and listeners. And again, now, and then I bring Kim into the mix for our 6 years of 7 years or 8 years of relationship. Father has shown me the way, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I get my patience, but I also get my armor and I have my munitions, and I am getting anxious, Dan. And I will not make a move until Father.
Hello? Henry, are you still there?
Well, I'm still here. I guess we lost Jim.
Yeah,
no, I'm here.
We lost your transmission there for about, 20 seconds?
Yeah, well, you know, the NSA is here to protect us. But I didn't mean to interrupt, but listen, folks, and I'll save this for my closing if Dan is going to give me time before he closes the show. But it is time. The time is before us. We've all encouraged everyone to get their stores of food, water, and munitions, whatever. I'm going to get off that. I have stopped even preaching that on my calls because it's go time. Thursday, tomorrow, I plan to air the, I have a live stream license I paid $2,000 for to get on the Senate Hearing Committee, a direct feed. And Dan, back in your jurisdiction, I have a couple friends that live down there. We need to keep an eye on that with this silly why in the world would you do a live fire drill in a active school, ladies and gentlemen? Why?
Called conditioning. It's called conditioning.
Yeah, amen. Thank you. And I yield. Yes, sir. You nailed it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we're right at the 2-hour mark, so I think we'll give everybody a break. Everybody probably wants to get on with their day and has things to do. So I'll go ahead and start wrapping it up. And Henry, if you have any closing comments, now would be a good time, buddy.
Yeah, I wanted to mention this before. I would just like to encourage everybody. Dan talks a lot about the evangelical pastors who have led sheep astray in this country especially. And if you want to see a sermon that's timeless, it's on the internet, and it's by Bertrand Comparé, and it's titled Unfaithful Shepherds. You listen to it, and it's just as if he's speaking about today's day. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So
Bertrand, Bertrand's one of my all-time favorite teachers. All-time favorites.
Yeah. But that message specifically is about the weak-minded Judeo-Christian teachers of today and how they've led us astray.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd mention that. That's about it. And the other thing I just want to mention, there's a great documentary on YouTube called Europa, the Last Battle. It's about a 16-hour documentary, but it really tells a story about our race.
It's
really
sad,
great.
Though. There's some of those episodes on that are so sad. I mean, they're actually difficult to watch. What our people have been through, and I want people to get this through their damn heads. Everybody's looking forward to a tribulation period. You watch that series by Europa, The Last Battle, and I'm going to tell you something. If you don't, what is it?
I was going to say that is a tribulation.
That is. We have been through the tribulation.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, just because you have sucked your heads in the electronic toilet and you think the world has been spinning around harmlessly all this time because you personally didn't suffer, you need to get your head out of your ass and go watch things like this Europa and see what our people have been through. And what other races have been through, like the Chinese under communism and the Cambodians under communism and the blacks in Sierra Leone and other areas that have been murdered by these bastards. Don't tell me there hasn't been a tribulation. You've been living in the tribulation. You just weren't aware of it. You don't need to look for a future tribulation. It's time to come out of the tribulation. It's time for the warriors to get ready. That's what I'm saying. Father's going to blow that trumpet. You better be ready, guys. You better be ready.
Amen.
All right, Henry. I cut you off, everybody. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, absolutely. That's it. Amen.
Okay.
And praise Yahweh.
All right, Henry. Yahweh bless. Thanks for calling in.
All right, bud.
All right, Jimmy. Any last comments, buddy?
No, sir, other than my standard thank you, sir, for your gift of time and your I look forward to your shows on Wednesday evenings and Sundays. We have a lot of work to do as a team. I'm honored to be a part of your team, and I'm honored to have you on part of my team. And with that, Yahweh bless. Pastor Dan, we love you big, and thank you for your gift of time, sir. And everyone listening, have a blessed Wednesday evening. Tomorrow is going to be a absolutely wild day. And if you want to see it live, come to my channel because I'll be airing it. And with that, sir, Yahweh bless, Dan.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yahweh bless. We'll talk to you again soon. All right, folks, and Jimmy's channel, by the way, is Bank, B-A-N-K, Bank versus, which is just Victor Sierra, Bank versus You, Y-O-U, TV, Talmudvision, TV.com. So you go there and you can see that stuff tomorrow. I'll tell you, and Jimmy's right, and so is Henry and everybody else I've talked to. This week has shaped up to be a pretty big week, and we're not done with it yet. There's a lot of stuff going to go on. And we need to be prayer warriors. We need to stay strong in the Father. If you're in the feast at this time, we certainly do give a shout-out to all of you. Enjoy your Feast of Tabernacles, the ingathering, the benefit of the labor of all summer long, growing your crops, and this is the feast where you bring it in. A restoration. This is a time of restoration and a jubilee. We sure as hell need it. So let's keep the prayers going. Father, I can't think of a better time than right now for the jubilee to come in. Debt forgiveness and rounding up all of these degenerate, satanic, evil pieces of garbage and put them in the dirt where they belong. Not in prisons, in the dirt. And let the worms have them. I say that's all they're good for. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, because you are the only one that deserves that. We thank you for this opportunity to use this technology to get out and reach our brothers and sisters all over this earth. Everybody's frustrated, Father. It's not just Henry and Jimmy and myself. We know, I hear from people every day. Everybody's frustrated. Everybody's tired of waiting. We know that something's got to break, and something has to break big, because the evil has reached the point it is truly nauseating, as Henry has said. And we know if the stench has reached our nostrils, it for sure has reached yours. You are a holy, righteous Father. And we have been disobedient children. There's no doubt about it. We have no right to ask for your mercy. We have no right to ask you for anything. You gave us this earth to tend, which means to keep it. And we have turned our backs on that responsibility. We have allowed the usurpers come in with their degeneracy and their Talmud and take that away. And because of that rebellious attitude of our people, the world is in travail. The whole world is in travail. And even Mother Earth herself, our earth that we live upon, is being polluted and killed because of our disobedience. And we ask for your forgiveness, Father. Wash us anew in the blood of the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, that took upon himself our sins. And with his shed blood, remove the stain of all those innocent animals that had to die. His blood was the last sacrifice. And with his shed blood, we are cleansed of our ugly rejection of you and transgression of your law. And we must become new creatures. And when you become a new creature, Father knows upon your heart. You can't fool him, and you can't fool us, because you don't know the Christ if you don't have a changed life. If you claim to know the Christ and you live exactly the way you've always lived all your life, then you don't know him. If he hasn't changed your priorities in the way you think, you don't know the Christ. That's all there is to it. And when you become that new creature, we are to be warriors for good and to be enemies of evil in whatever form it takes and in whatever way we have to do it. So we've let you down, Father. We know that. Wash us anew. Cleanse us that we can feel that cleaning that comes only from the blessing of the Holy Spirit and the washing in your blood. And then make us men again. Give us a strong backbone. Let we stand tall. Give us courage. Give us clear vision. Give us discernment to see through the lies and deception. Give us honor and integrity, charity, and honor amongst brothers at arms. Make us real men again, Father. And ladies, when you're around real men, at times we're going to be a bit rough. Just get over it, please. We've been put upon and disenfranchised for a long time. And so when men finally feel what it's like to be men again, we're liable to have that pendulum swing a little bit too far to the side. But we'll come back to center, and everything will be better. But let us be men, please. We've been effeminated and pussified. Some people, you say that for word, but it's time for men to be men. Or as James Lancey has said, it's time for us to be lions again. And with that, Father, again, we say, please, forgive us our sins and guide us in all that we say and do for thy glory and for thy kingdom. And we ask all this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.